Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
Good afternoon. My name is Gloria E. Thomas. My address, P.O. Box 25801, Statesville, North Carolina, 28314. I called a few weeks ago about getting a refund for a purchase that you all charged me for that I did not authorize. The lifestyle something other, $8.70. I think it's $8 and something cents.
Okay, let's see. Can I use your zip code to find your account?
28314.
28314. Your first and last name?
Gloria Thomas.
Thomas is your last name?
T-H-O-M-A-S, Thomas.
And spell your first name for me.
G-L-O-R-I-A.
Say it one more time, sorry.
Gloria. G-L-O-R-I-A.
Yeah.
I talked to a Brianna the last time I called. We've been going through this for a minute now. The other people that are on the same thing with you all, with this mess that nobody's confirming, the confirmation, the cancellation code is C as in Charlie. A C as in Kathy or Charlie. 920-669-511. And I'm calling to find out when that money is going to be put back in my account.
Verify your address for me.
Ma'am, I already did all that.
I didn't hear you say your address. I'm sorry. I never asked for it.
P.O. Box 25801, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28314.
Okay, I'm not seeing an account for you at all.
Well, I'm not really concerned what you're seeing. The confirmation, the cancellation code, look it up. 920-669-511.
No, I don't have an account.
It's not an account. It's the cancellation code.
Right. The cancellation code leads to an account. I don't have an account.
Do you have a lifestyles confirmation for something you all charged my account for $8.78?
You're calling for $8? You said how much?
Yes, $8.78 is my $8 that I work for, and I want it back.
Okay,
in my
ma'am,
account.
I'm pretty sure you probably ordered some type of product and paid for the shipping and handling.
I didn't order anything. No, I did not.
That's the only way we get your card information if
ma'am,
you use it.
Oh, my God. Please, I am so sick of this crap because you all know that you all are scamming people.
I'm just a call center. We work for companies. I don't see an account for you.
Could I speak to a supervisor, please?
I would transfer you as long as I can have it. They want us to have an account up for us to even transfer, and we don't
well,
have an account.
That's not my fault if you don't have an account. My card has been billed.
Okay, what's
the
card number? The first 6 digits and the last 4. Because you're probably calling a different number. A different number probably find your account.
I'm calling the number that the bank gave me that you all had on my
right.
account.
See, the bank will give you a number, but sometimes the number they give you be different from the actual number that you need.
The first number is 4327.
4327. I need 6.
You said the first 4 numbers.
No, I said the first 6 and the last 4.
432739.
Okay.
The last 4-4-2-9-2.
Okay, and I say the address for me one more time. I'm sorry.
P.O. Box 25801, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28314.
Okay, I do see your account now. Because it is under Gloria Ellison Thomas. That's why I couldn't find you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're calling by an $8 charge, but you was never charged $8 on this account.
It was charged to my card.
For how much?
$8.20-something or 70-something cents.
Oh, no, we don't have that charge. The only charge I see is $59.89, and your account was already canceled, and you was already refunded.
Yeah, that was refunded today after a whole bunch of crap. The $8 is still missing out.
Yeah, we don't deal with the $8.
Well, who deals with it?
I'm not sure what company could have charged you for $8.
This is the same number I called when I got the cancellation code for the other order. This is the same. They gave me the same cancellation code. So somebody deals with it at that company.
What was the code again?
Are you writing down the information or putting it in the computer, or are you just listening?
Ma'am, I put it in the computer the first time. That's when I didn't find the account because I see a different code.
C as in kids. Through the screen. Oh. CSN Cat 920-669-511.
Ma'am, that's the same account. Yes, you only was charged $59.89.
Ma'am, again, when I called to tell them that I never authorized either of these purchases, which I did not, the young lady gave me the cancellation code, which is the same identical code. I told the people at the bank, this is the same identical code he gave me for the first order, so they are affiliated in some manner. You wouldn't give me the same code if the companies were not affiliated.
Okay, what I'm telling you is the code that you just called out, I do see that code, but as I stated, you don't have an $8 charge. You was already refunded. You have a $59.89 charge. You
and
called about that, and they refunded you that.
To my card for the $8 that I'm calling about because I want all my money.
We don't have a charge for $8. I can't refund you $8. That's not on your account.
So who do I talk to?
I'm not sure who you talk to about that charge. I can't even refund you to a supervisor for that charge because it's not on the account that I have pulled up. You only have a $59.89.
What's your name?
My name is Naya.
Naya what?
Brown.
So if I call back and ask for Naya Brown, is the Naya Brown going to be there?
This is a call center, ma'am. You can call back and ask for Shakayla, and I answer. I'm not going to know who that is.
Figured that. You have a blessed day, young lady.
You
too. Keep in mind, what goes around comes around.
You too. Thank you for calling customer service.